Your life should cause a reaction from the world. Some will be shamed. Their wisdom will be shamed. Their strength and influence and worldly power will be put to shame. But others will be encouraged. Others will course correct because of God's use of your life. Others' faith will be steered to rest in the wisdom and power of God. We asked the question a few days ago, what would happen to most churches and Christian work if we awaken tomorrow and everything concerning the reality and work of the Holy Spirit and everything concerning prayer were removed from the Bible, not just ignored, but actually cut out? What difference would it make? Well, let's ask a different question today. What would happen if your church believed in the power of prayer and the reality of the Holy Spirit and laid down your dreams and your ideas of how things should go, your personal parenting philosophies, your current worldly ways of thinking of marriage, your current culturally skewed way of thinking of church? And what if your church said, we are deciding to know nothing but Christ and Him crucified? What difference would your church make then? Oh, you will definitely fail at it. We will fall short, no doubt. But that's the goodness of having a Savior who has already canceled our debt and forgiven our shortcomings. So don't let this just be a message you heard and learned a few things from. Let this be a message that you live upon. Today when you pray, please pray for Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Dogari Life Word broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.